What are you afraid of? My 7-year-old sister and I were sitting by a tire swing outside my house. She started asking me bizarre questions, and then asked me this one.
Hey, Anna.
What?
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
I know. You're afraid of getting an F.
Well, I mean, I guess I am. But I wouldn't start running around in a circle screaming if I got one.
I'm not scared of getting an F. I would feel special because I've never gotten one before, and it would be different. I like being different sometimes.
Maybe you should think of being different in another way. Fs aren't really a good thing.
I know that already. Hey, Anna, you still haven't told me what you're afraid of.
That's because I still haven't thought of anything yet, and you're afraid of your diabetes.
I know this because I'm smart.
Why would you think I'm afraid of that?
Because I don't know what it feels like.
It feels like nothing, and I'm not afraid of it.
Oh, are you afraid of dying?
Not particularly. I would say I'm more afraid of the people I love dying around me.
Like me?
Yeah, but don't talk like that. Nobody's going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm scared of snakes.
Okay.
Are you scared of snakes?
No, I used to be when I was your age, but I think most kids usually are.
Guess what?
What?
Tire swings are fun.
Yep.
Please tell me something you're afraid of. I don't want to keep guessing.
I really don't know. I guess I would say I'm afraid of getting lost.
Like in a grocery store or corn maze? That's a bit of a weird fear. You'd find your way out sooner or later.
Not like that. I'm more afraid of getting lost in my own mind and not being able to find a way out of there. It would get lonely. And I guess I'm also scared of being alone.
I don't understand.
You don't have to, but I told you my fear, so let's stop talking about it now before I start feeling sadder than I already am.
Hey, Anna.
What?
Let's go in. I just saw a snake.
Okay.